In a bit of, shall we say, transparency for its state clean water policy, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection now wants to increase the levels of toxins permissible in the water. The decision affects 65,000 square miles of a state that is nearly 19% water covered. The decision affects lake and river recreational uses and drinking water. Drew Bartlett, the Deputy Secretary for Ecosystem Restoration at the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, says this is not a murky decision. It's more like a scientific update.
We are not in any way changing the level of protection for any of these chemicals. What you do is you take what we know about how people eat, how they swim, how they bathe, how they drink. You take the latest toxicology data out of EPA's science, and then you pair that with that exposure frequency, and you set the number to protect all of Floridians.
But given the way in which the people of Flint, Michigan lost all trust in the authorities controlling their contaminated drinking water, Jessica Mazzaros, reporter for WGCU in Fort Myers, Florida, and local host of All Things Considered, says everyone is proceeding cautiously.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just fresh water. It's also brackish water, you know, mixed with salt and fresh. So the Florida Department of Environmental Protection wants to increase allowable levels of about 20 toxins it regulates in Florida's surface waters. These are waters like wetlands, estuaries, rivers, so basically any body of water you can see. It regulates 43 chemicals overall right now, and these levels haven't been updated since the 1990s. The point of contention is that some of these toxins the DEP wants to increase are known to cause cancer, like chloroform and benzene.
And Dr. Lonnie Draper, who's an emergency physician in Tallahassee and president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, has this reaction.
It is a well-established and known carcinogen. Benzene is a part of a component of the extraction of fossil fuels. So it's in oil, there's small amounts in coal, and it's in natural gas in small quantities. But it's also a byproduct from a number of industries. The extraction of natural gas using fracking has a waste component to it of benzene.
So Lonnie Draper accuses the DEP of having ulterior motives for upping allowable benzene levels to help the fracking industry. And as he mentioned, it's a method of extracting oil and natural gas. It shoots high-pressured water, sand, and chemicals into limestone rock. And it's a highly debated issue in Florida because it's unknown how much of those chemicals would get into the state's groundwater. And at least for the past two legislative sessions, state lawmakers have tried and failed to pass regulations that would essentially pave the way for fracking in the state. But it's known that some 30 counties and nearly 50 cities have either opposed fracking or have banned it altogether. But actually, Drew Bartlett with the DEP says raising allowable benzene levels in Florida's surface waters is in no way related to fracking because we're talking about surface waters and fracking happens underground.
Okay, there is absolutely no connection between oil and gas exploration and these chemicals. These chemicals apply, like I said, to the surface water body. Oil and gas exploration, where it happens in the state of Florida, is 2 to 3 miles below the surface.
Drew Bartlett again, that's Deputy Secretary for Ecosystem Restoration at the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Okay, he says there's no connection. The environmentalists, including Dr. Draper, who we just heard from, says that benzene and to raise benzene, allowable benzene in water, has immediate health effects because benzene is a carcinogen. What motivated this change? What happened that causes the state to think we need to really review these levels?
So after speaking with Drew Bartlett, he says these are not random numbers that the agency just came up with. He says these are based on guidelines the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released last year. He also says these new numbers do not lower protections for people against toxins. So he says that they've done the math and that in no way lowers protections for people. But it is increasing this toxin. And Lonnie Draper just says basically the more you increase harmful toxins in water, the more likely people will be exposed to it and the more likely they'll get sick from it. And he says it's just the math himself.
What is the assurance from the oil and gas industry that, in fact, as the demand for fossil fuels increases and the effectiveness of fracking encourages more and more development of oil and gas resources in the Gulf and in Florida, that there won't be increased levels and that this sudden change in the allowable toxins won't look like some sort of insurance policy that the industry had put in place for them?
Well, it's hard to say right now. Like we're having this back and forth conversation of like it is about fracking. It's not about fracking. And you know, all I can say is the DEP says this is strictly about surface waters, and fracking happens underground. So then they're not related at all. However, we don't know how much of the fracking chemicals would actually get into the groundwater and then spread. It's an unknown situation right now.
So what's next for the Department of Environmental Protection?
So now a commission within the DEP, it's called the Florida Environmental Regulation Commission. It would have to approve these updates, and it's expected to take up the issue this fall. It's important to note that the commission is made up of members appointed by Governor Rick Scott. Now, the DEP proposed updates to these chemicals in 2013 that did not go through, so it is unclear how this proposal will pan out. If the commission does pass this increase to chemicals, it will then go to the feds for approval, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the same agency the DEP says it based these numbers on in the first place.
Jessica Mazzaro's reporter for WGCU and host of All Things Considered at WGCU in Fort Myers, Florida. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Glad to be here.